It's funny what people think. If you look at Twitter, it won't take you long to find some outraged accusations of bias against ESPN. A good amount of them have been directed at me. We're not impartial journalists, the conspiracy theorists suggest. We pick and choose certain leagues, teams, and players to support. I've been accused of kissing up to LeBron, Tiger, or back in the day, Michael. As a network, we've been said to favor the SEC, act as a publicity arm for Tim Tebow, and bow down before King James. It always makes me laugh, because it's just so naive. We're a ratings-driven business, so why wouldn't we have devoted ample coverage to, say, Tebow, when his story was top of mind throughout the nation? That's called journalism, folks. My colleagues and I, we're journalists. We cover what you're interested in. Now, I also happen to be a sports fan, and I'm very transparent about the fact that I root like hell for my North Carolina Tar Heels, because I bleed Tar Heel blue. But do I pull for LeBron? Hundreds, maybe even thousands, of Twitter comments suggest that I do, in pretty graphic terms. I like LeBron as a person, and I respect him as an athlete. But the fact is, James's teams the past few years have been the pulse of the NBA, and that's why he has received so much attention from us. During the 2013 NBA Finals, I took some heat on Twitter after the San Antonio Spurs beat the Heat by 36 points in Game 3. I tweeted, "San Antonio fans in downtown, your team won Game 3. They did not win the title. Stop honking horns, driving slow, and yelling out cars. Go home." Man, Twitter blew up. You would have thought I'd nominated LeBron for sainthood. The irony is that those in the Twitterverse who were accusing me of bias then were kind of right a year later. When I decided to write this book, I committed to keeping it real with you. So it's confession time. During the 2014 NBA Finals, I violated the journalist's code of objectivity. I was rooting for someone to win, and I was pulling harder for that outcome than I ever have. But it wasn't the Heat I was cheering for with all my might. After the Spurs took Game 1, I wanted them to win the title, and I wanted it desperately. By Father's Day, with the Spurs leading James's Heat 3-1, I had never wanted a team to wrap up an NBA title more than the San Antonio Spurs. But that had little to do with being a sports fan, and even less to do with basketball. "Watch how the ball doesn't stick," I said. "What do you mean, doesn't stick?" Sydney asked. "It never stops in one place. They use the whole court," I said. It was that pivotal Game 5, and we were courtside. I was showing Sydney what I love about the way Greg Popovich's San Antonio Spurs play the game. It's art, watching these guys play basketball. Sydney isn't a diehard basketball fan, and she tends to keep her emotions inside, unlike her old man. Oh, she was interested, but she wasn't consumed by the experience. Again, unlike her old man. To be sitting there with my baby girl on Father's Day, watching a championship happen, and to host the post-game trophy presentation, with Sydney standing just a couple of feet from the podium, it was suddenly too much. This, I said to myself, this is what I live for. I found myself choking up. I was moved by a confluence of factors: Father's Day, Sydney's smiling presence, and the fact that I was about to show off for my daughter. She was about to see her dad do what he does better than anyone on the planet. Go ahead and alert the ego police. I know I sound less than humble. A lot of times on the SportsCenter set, I blurt out, "I love my job." Often, I look at my colleagues and say, "Can you believe we get paid to do this?" I love it. And I love being among the best in the world at what I do. I wasn't always good at it, but I've worked at it. And I'm damn proud about how I do it. Now, as Sydney and Taylor will be only too happy to tell you, That doesn't mean there ain't a host of things their dad sucks at. But if there's one thing I know I can do, it's the live interview. I'm maniacal about it. Watch a game with me in my living room, and you'll hear me shouting, "Dumb question!" at the TV, when a microphone is put in an athlete's face just after he or she has come off the field of play. It's one thing ESPN does better than most networks, because we think deeply about the kinds of questions that can elicit memorable and insightful post-game moments.